Chapter 13, The Lord's Doings. This is the Lord's doings, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Matthew 21, verse 42. Whatever it is, no matter what the appearance, you can know that the full-hearted, uncompromising statement that this is the Lord's doings and it is marvelous in our eyes will instantly cause all worry and fretting to cease and will bring out of the mist of human beliefs just what is the Lord's doings at that particular moment and will cause the false appearances of evil to scatter into their nothingness and make room for the perfect doings of the Lord. You will shout, "It is wonderful," and will experience the thrilling sense of why it is wonderful. This is the Lord's doings, and it is marvelous. The wrath of man shall praise thee, and the evil of human thought shall bend its knee before the appearance of this God power, right where you stand, in the identical place you are at this moment. This is the Lord's doings, and it is marvelous in our eyes, will, if recognized, cause you to see what has been going on all the while hidden from your blinded eyes. All the while you've been experiencing the dream of evil, the reality of life with its glorious possibilities is functioning on the other side of the thin veil, which you rend. When you can say in face of evil, "This is the Lord's doings, and it is marvelous in our eyes," the veil is rent and the light pours through, and you see that in reality it has never been any different. The swirls of human belief pass off in the mist of forgetfulness. This is the Lord's doings, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Realize this right in the face of the greatest danger and most evil-looking problem, and you will defeat it without doubt. This is the Lord's doings, is recognition of the presence of the power, which is active and working eternally into expression. This is the Lord's doings, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Reincarnation is only for the undeveloped and imperfect. What need is there of reincarnation if you are the perfect expression manifested? The perfect expression has no need of reincarnating itself in all sorts of characters, as it remains forever. If you will enlarge the borders of your tent and let the Christ mind evolve in you, it will come forth into fruition, and through the garments of human beliefs and character will shine the true self, perfect and free from the limitations imposed upon you by the belief of separateness. This is the Lord's doings, and it is marvelous in our eyes. The revelation is coming steadily through into manifestation. We are beginning to see one veil of human belief after another rent, and the clearer and freer glimpse of the true self is being revealed. All the characters you have played before you found your true self are as so many stage clothes which you have finally laid aside. Some of these costumes became so real to you that you have been bound to them and have partaken of the nature of the character played. Then through a glass darkly, but now face to face. Newness, holiness, and freeness possess you. You are awakening out of the long night of sleep into the dawn of reality. Something that transcends all the human doctrine is being poured out upon you. The spirit of the letter is freed upon you. It is pouring over you like warm oil on a cold body. It is wonderful. Do you begin to see that the power of the word, when backed by the recognition, will open the closed doors and give you the keys to the kingdom? What matter the past, birth, race, family, or creed, the false education or the beliefs of a thousand generations? All of them go back into the box of imagination which holds the stage props of former plays. Being here is coming to this place in consciousness, whether you are in Europe, Asia, or Africa. It is to be lost in the will of God, to be lost in the consciousness which says, "Not my will, but thine will be done." When your will is my will, then my will is your will, and the will of the Father is being done. When you come to this place in consciousness, you have come to the place that humanity has been seeking through the centuries. at-one-ment with God means that you are wherever He is. For I am here, I am there, I am everywhere. Do you begin to see the wonder of it all and the deep secret teaching that is being poured out upon you? Secrets that are conveyed to you as you read, which no tongue will speak? He that hath ears, let him hear. You do not have to prove it to someone else. When you are it yourself, that is enough proof. The light going from you will heal impersonally. Thousands will touch you in life's way and never know you by a human name, but shall be saved, changed, and healed. All of a sudden, at your coming, the healing will take place. The receptivity of that one in need will be filled by your will being one with the will of God. You will automatically be about your Father's business. The spirit of the consciousness of the presence of God will satisfy your every desire, for it is the creative force of all things and the source of all supply. Recognize this once, and you begin to appropriate the gifts of God. You begin to experience the heirship to which Jesus referred. Is there anything unnatural about being well supplied and taken care of? It is an automatic process between God and His expression. It goes on without the benefit of prayer, begging, or beseeching. It functions of its own accord. It is not called into action by any need, but is always in action, awaiting recognition. Once you let go the idea of a static God who only functions because you need something, you will incorporate into your consciousness the sanction of instantaneous expression. You will not have to wait for a prayer to be heard before results come into manifestation. You will begin to experience the instantaneous process of recognition. Before they call, I will answer, because I have already answered. The spirit of the presence is always there, awaiting recognition. Nothing is impossible to this presence. Nothing is difficult. Nothing is hopeless. No matter how many human laws have to be set aside. With the coming of this power, the human troublesome thoughts are brushed aside as so many gnats. The atmosphere is instantly cleared. This is the Lord's doings, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Do you not begin to see that this is so, that all the weary years of struggling with systems and ideas have passed out of the picture, and the glorious effulgence of the presence is filling everything full? Believest thou this, you who read this very line at this very instant? The spirit of the consciousness of the presence. The spirit is active and ready to make manifest the consciousness of the presence. Those that have ears will hear the word and partake of the heavenly manna and be free. Faith in things must go in order that faith in the presence can hold forth. The continual sacrifice that is spoken of by the followers of truth frightens many. I have no pleasure in sacrifice, saith the Lord. The sacrifice of things is merely giving up the faith in the power of things. Until faith in the power of money is replaced by faith in God, the true ever-flowing substance of life cannot come into free manifestation. Sacrificing the symbol and still holding on to faith in the symbol is to find yourself without symbol or faith. Letting go of the love or the fear of money causes the infinite flow of substance to take place. And he had twice as much as he had before, is the law of letting go of the love or fear of things. The moment you let go of a thing and come to the place where you can do without it, you do not have to do without it. You have simply got rid of the bondage of the fear or the love of the thing, and the thing can be used freely and not use you. You are master of it. This wonderful freedom from things gives you the infinite substance of all things, the manifestation of the right thing in the right place. Money is no good on a desert isle. Worshipping money as substance, you fail to have the supply that meets the unique need. Isn't it wonderful? This spirit of the presence of the consciousness of God, which is swallowing up everything, all lack, all fear, all evil, all the so-called human good, and giving you in place of it the satisfaction and the fulfillment of every desire. The fulfillment of every desire, when it is expressed in the terms of the will of God, brings out the rightful expression instead of the distorted human concept. This is the Lord's doings, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Once you begin to sense the fact that God runs the universe, you relax and let the power express through you. And this relaxation is not physical inertia or inactivity, but a glorious going forth into manifestation. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can withhold it. No combination of human beliefs can withhold the glorious outpouring of Spirit through you. Everything you touch is filled with the power. Everyone you contact is made alive with the praise and glory of the Father. Heaven and earth are full of the glorious freedom of the sons of the living God. The thought came to Jesus to command the stones to be made bread, and the thought came to Jesus to cast himself down from a pinnacle and let people see what a wonder worker he was. But the thought also came to Jesus that if he did such a thing, he would be sidestepping the power and be using it for personal ends, and it would thereby be lost. To many people, the thought comes that if they can find out how to materialize money or heal people instantaneously, they will have a big following and will be considered holy men and doers of great works. They heed not the law. Let not the right hand know what the left hand doeth. What do you care whether a few hundred or thousand people are following you and looking up to you? After all, these same people can turn and try to rend you at the slightest provocation. The Father has shown the serene way of being above all this personal worship by actually manifesting God to such an extent that we are impartial and impersonal in our expression. What do you care whether a few people know that you have made a healing when in the secret heart of you, you know that thousands have been able to see the light and have gone on their way praising God and not a person? If you know the power, it is evident you do not have to stand up and tell the people how wonderful you are. They will know it. The signs will always be present where the presence is. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth is a statement of a fact. But until you are ready to let this power use you into expression, do not think for a moment you are going to lay hands on it. It is foolishness to think that the human selfish person you call by name is going to be made a steward of this magnificent power and use it for the purpose of exalting himself and making a display of magic. When you are ready, I will do the works. Do you hear, you who read? Cast out of your system by casting out of your consciousness all prejudice, all bigotry, all fear, all condemnation, all denominations, all races, all colors, all families, all self, all flesh. Cast out all personal fancies and pleasures, and when you have cast them out of yourself, you have cast them out of the only place they ever existed. This seems like a life's work. But when you come by the way of rejoicing, and recognizing God as here, there, and everywhere, it is easy and natural. You will see by the searchlight of your newfound God consciousness. Your consciousness is so filled with the presence that the automatic house cleaning takes place. The temple is purged of the dove sellers and money changers. When you shall have relinquished all of your preconceived ideas and opinions, fancies, pleasures, thoughts, and minds, and all the tendencies that go with the personality of yourself or your person, then Christ is ready to be revealed. For he is there waiting your sacrifice and self-denial, and he will rise and unfold himself in you. All you have to do, beloved, to have this glorious purging is to be honest enough to desire it, and then turn to the Father within and thank him in spirit and in truth, and the Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. No more is this a vague promise. It is something that you can fulfill instantly. Believest thou this? Thank you, Father. Is the glorious recognition of the presence of the power. I am here. I am there. I am everywhere. And so it is. This is the Lord's doings, and it is wonderful in our eyes. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are one. Your mentality, your personality, and your physicality become one with your spirituality. This glorious oneness is the perfect wholeness of which the Bible speaks. Be ye whole. When the idea of oneness possesses you, then there is not another. There is then nothing to harm, hurt, destroy, or combat. Do you see the perfect peace that comes from this glorious union? What you are in spirit, you are in the physical. All the glorious freshness and agelessness of spirit is presented to the physical world because of this union. A camera plate holding a lovely picture in the dark is brought into contact with a tray of developer and instantly gives up the hidden thing. So your body will bring forth the glorious hidden picture of the Son of the Living God, will reveal that which is always there since the beginning, since the moment you were created in the image and likeness of Him. You do not have to think about tomorrow. It is in the keeping of the Lord, and it is wonderful. The truth will set all the prisoners free from their superstitions, free from lack, free from want and all limitations, and finally you as an individual will come out from under the earth's gravitation, the gravitation of thoughts of evil, fear, loss, and limitation. You are free indeed. After the recognition of God as present, the scripture, take no thought for the body, the purse, the script, the way, etc., becomes literally and practically true. And this taking no thought is filled with recognition and thanksgiving for the power made manifest to us. Everything we need is supplied. Everything we must have is instantly forthcoming. Believest thou this, you who read? It is so written in the scriptures. Can it be that the word of God is false and that His promises are not fulfilled? The birds of the air have nests, and the foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head. This shows the freedom of the Son. He is not bound by possession. He is constantly in possession of all wherever He goes. He has the consciousness of the upper chamber, the robe, the scrip, the purse, etc. He is not bound to anything. He is free and abundantly supplied. The consciousness of anything will reproduce itself anywhere. So if you really have a consciousness of a home, no matter into what locality you go, that consciousness will be outpictured and made manifest. The same thing is true of all the other gifts. Once you accept the gift, the manifestation of that gift comes forth anywhere. The symbol may be used or destroyed. But as long as the consciousness of the accepted gift remains, the manifestation will be forthcoming whenever needed. It is wonderful. Aren't you glad? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.